This is a podcast from thesamplecast.com, Volume 1, Issue 6.
The Samplecast.
Hi there, I'm Ruben Cornell, your host for The Samplecast. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, please check out our YouTube channel for the video version of The Samplecast show, which will show you exactly how these products look in action. It really helps us out if you can like, subscribe, share, and take a moment to rate the show on iTunes. That would really be appreciated. So let's start the show.
Roundup.
First off, it's this week's roundup, and the first product is Isotope Mobius, which is from Isotope themselves, or you can also get it from distributor Time and Space. It's a Windows and Mac plugin, and it's a phasing or kind of flanging effect for individual instruments, or you could even use it on a whole mix to add movement and interest to that particular track. Now, it's similar sounding to a notch filter or phaser, but it retains most of the bandwidth of the original audio. So you get a kind of rising and falling, flanging effect with this, which can be automated or it can also be locked to the tempo of your host door. There are two different versions of the effect on board, with a dry and wet mixer and a stereo width control as well. There's a 10-day trial available from the Isotope website, so I recommend you check it out there. Next up, a contact instrument by Extant Audio, which is called Dickie Deegan's Ulayan Pipes. Runs in the full version of Contact, and actually comes in two different versions. There's a professional version, which is the full instrument, but also a much cheaper light version as well. The light version just has one patch. It's a tuned Irish bagpipe playing in the key of D, but the professional version has five different contact instruments playing in the key of D, the key of C sharp, both with an edited tuned version of the instrument and a more kind of freestyle played untuned version as well. Both the light and the professional versions have a bagpipe noises patch, which is useful for adding additional noises and will make the performance sound much more realistic. On board the instrument, you've got three microphone positions with drone, regulator and chanter controls. It's quite a realistic instrument with a really old Irish kind of sound, so I recommend you have a look. If you're a fan of synthy 80s disco sounds, you won't go far wrong with Black Octopus's new pack. It's Televisor New Disco. There's over a gigabyte of synths, drums, disco chop-ups, effects and music loops here, and these are great for throwing into house, disco and dance tracks, and the best thing to do with them is to chop them up or filter the living hell out of them, and you'll get some really interesting effects. The samples here sound 100% authentic and they are ready to be chucked into tracks straight away. No need for any external processing here. Some of these samples are already sidechained as well, so you don't even have to worry about that. So if you want to be the next Mitch Murder or Chromeo, these samples will get you most of the way there.
Find us online at www.thesamplecast.com.
The last instrument in this week's roundup is Sample Track's Cinematic Zither, runs in the full version of Kontakt 5 and above, and you've got 2.2 gigabytes of zither sounds here. Now, they're not really a playable instrument, you can't really play the zither with this, but you've got 220 sound effects which have been split into 10 different NKI files for Kontakt. Although the sounds have been derived from the zither recordings, they've been mangled and affected and processed, so you've got fantastic raw material here for horror and suspense scores, that kind of zing sound that you get with a lot of those kind of movies. The Cinematic Zither instrument uses the photosynthesis engine, which is absolutely overflowing with effects on board. It's more than comprehensive in its processing power. And on board that, there's also a step sequencer as well, so you can create some chugging, suspenseful rhythms. Really great sounds in this pack, really disturbing sounds as well. So if you're going for that kind of suspense vibe, this is exactly what you need.
Big Review.
This week's Big Review is kind of an update, but also a new product as well. It's Strezhov Sampling's Thunder Xtreme. It runs in the full version of Kontakt 5 and is a massive 19 gigabytes when it's unpacked. It's a huge thunderous percussion library that has been developed from content within Strezhov Sampling's Thunder 1, 2 and 3, but also there's been lots of extra content added here as well. In addition, there's a brand new interface and engine, which is really simple to use. So let's get into the details here. The content in Thunder Xtreme has been split into two main Kontakt patches. There's a Thunder patch and there's a Thunder Rolls patch as well. I'll come onto the rolls a little bit later, but the main content has up to 10 dynamic layers for each sample and up to 27 round robins, which is a huge amount. Every set of samples within Thunder Xtreme has 3 microphone positions and 2 additional channels. These are channels that I found really useful. One is an externally processed sub-bass channel, which you can add in to beef up the sound, and the other one is a compressed and saturated channel to add a kind of parallel distortion effect. So the interface, it's very simple to use. The keyboard's divided into 12 different zones, and each zone can be assigned an instrument group. Then that zone can have adjustable mic positioning, EQ, pitch, transient shaping for snappier hits. There are also global controls for Thunder Xtreme. And there's also a rolls patch, which I mentioned before, which uses the mod wheel to achieve big drum and snare rolls. There's a full instrument list on the Strezhov Sampling website, but the highlights here for me were the takos, toms, timpanis, bass drums, water jugs, and all manner of metals, including anvils that have been struck by other anvils and metal sheeting that has been shaken to create some of the sound design patches. This demo for Thunder Xtreme is called Lightspeed and was written by Frank Barr, or Barry. Apologies, Frank, if I have mispronounced your name. And this naked version of the track uses just sounds from Thunder Xtreme.
Composer demo.
So what was my take on this library? There's lots of good stuff to like. Obviously this collection is fantastic for epic thunderous percussion, but also I really enjoyed the more delicate metals, the ethnic sounds and the solo percussion, which could be easily used more subtly in scores that don't require that kind of bombastic sound. The sub-bass and compression controls are excellent for adding weight and crunch without resorting to external processing, so it's going to keep your DAW's processing power at a minimum. I also found the help button on the interface really useful. That adds an overlay to the interface which shows you exactly what all the controls do. As I mentioned, the keyboard layout is simple but effective. You basically just select the zone that you want to use and then add a particular set of samples to that zone. And because you can add any samples to any zone, you can set up duplicate sets and carry out that sort of two-handed playing really simply. I also appreciated that I didn't have to start from scratch loading instruments into each zone every time I wanted to play the instrument, because there's actually 8 already set up multi-patches which include all of the main instrument groups there. You can just load them straight into Kontakt and off you go. There's just one thing that I think could be improved upon with Thunder Xtreme. It's when all the mic positions and the bass slider and the parallel compression slider are loaded at the same time as well. You've got a little bit of phasing going on with those low instruments, which to be honest isn't surprising, because obviously you're layering up 5 different levels of the same instrument simultaneously. But although that's inevitable, maybe that could be smoothed out a little bit. However, it doesn't really get in the way of the sounds, and you can knock back some of those settings and that phasing will just disappear. Overall, I thought Strezel Sampling's Thunder Extreme is a great product. It's a really useful update for users of those previous three Thunder libraries, and there's also discount pricing as well if you've got any of those previous libraries. So jump onto the Strezel Sampling website, check out the demos and the discounts that you might have available, and really get into that product and start creating that thunderous percussion that you know your tracks deserve.
Sample Shootout.
So this is our very first Samplecast Sample Shootout, and in this part of the show I'll be comparing one sample library against another. This week it will be various piano libraries. Personally, I've collected lots of different piano libraries over the years, and I'm sure you have too. And I'm going to use this section of the show to compare exactly what one sample library sounds like against another, completely out of the box, without any effects or anything like that. So I've got six different piano libraries lined up. This is the first one. It's Logic's Native Classical Piano. The next one is The Giant by Native Instruments, which runs a lot quieter than some of the other pianos. So to be fair, I've normalised all of the six different piano examples that you'll hear. The next one is Orange Tree Sample's Evolution Rosewood Grand. Next up, it's CineSample's Piano in Blue, which out of the box is actually a mono piano, but I've selected stereo mode here. Next, it's Soundiron's Emotional Piano, and this is the main patch, although there are others. Lastly, this is East West's Bösendorf Piano. This version is from the Goliath collection, and there's actually two versions, wet and dry. This is the wet version. Thank you. So as you heard, a huge variety of tone and timbre in these different piano libraries. I can't tell you which one's best, you'll have to decide for yourself, but I've certainly used all of them in my time. Head to the links in the podcast description where you can find out more about these pianos.
Little Wonder.
This week I've got a great Little Wonder for you, and even better, it's very cheap. This instrument does one thing and one thing extremely well. It's Ukulele Strum by Waves Factory. Runs in Kontakt and Logic's EXS24 sampler as well. It's under €10, and the best thing about this is it's really useful for creating those ukulele strumming patterns that you get on all those annoying banking adverts and happy-go-lucky lifestyle adverts, the sorts of thing which are claps and whistles and ukuleles and not a lot else. Not particularly a favourite genre of mine, but I know composers that have made a lot of money writing that kind of music. In terms of the instrument itself, you've got upstrokes and downstrokes, major minor chords and mutes as well. There's also some noises in the higher key registers as well. Additionally, you've got 6 MIDI files which you can throw into your DAW, and that's really easy for getting up and running with the instrument. But you don't really need to worry about it, it's not too complicated. It's literally just strum, 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 and it gets the job done. The ukulele sounds completely realistic, and it's the sort of thing which is great to have in your back pocket for those last minute advert scoring jobs. One more thing I want to say about this, there's also another instrument from Waves Factory, it's the ukulele finger version, and it's just single notes on the ukulele, but that's useful for adding interest to the strumming patterns with ukulele strum. Combine these two libraries together and you've got everything you need to create those annoying soundtracks for those lifestyle adverts. Check them out at Waves Factory. And I couldn't let this podcast finish without playing one of those style of songs using ukulele strum. It's going to make you happy whether you like it or not. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to the Samplecast podcast. Please subscribe if you haven't already, check out the YouTube show, or head to the website at thesamplecast.com. Please share the word about the Samplecast, it really helps get the word out there and helps the show become more popular. As the show is something that I just do in my spare time and I get absolutely no money for, it's brilliant to know that people are appreciating it. So you can always drop me a line at thesamplecast@gmail.com. And I'll be here again next week.